Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1800 243 733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Excited to say now that we're going to be having a bit of a chat to Retro Focus. How you going, guys?
Hey, how are you guys? Good.
Thanks for your time today. So who exactly are we speaking to? Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. My name is Juan. I play guitars for Retro Focus.
And I'm Joe, and I'm the vocalist of Retro Focus.
Yeah.
People at home can't see your pretty faces, but I can. And it's kind of a bit surreal because I've been watching your track over and over and over again. I really love
great.
It.
Thank you.
We'll talk more about that very, very soon. But for those that are unfamiliar with Retro Focus, how many of you actually make up the group? It's not just the two of you, is it?
No, we're actually a seven-piece band. We have another guitarist, we have a keyboardist, yeah. We have a drummer. I think a special element for our band is we have a conga player. So that's nice.
Yeah. That sets you apart.
Yeah.
So when exactly did you all get together?
We got together about a year ago. But we only started recording our EP around late last year. On the 18th of July this year, we finally released our EP called Retro Focus.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are still a bit fresh, I guess.
Yeah, we are.
Well, your tracks are certainly infectious and we love them. Do you see yourselves as being in the business of making feel-good tracks? Is that the prime objective?
Yeah, definitely. We see ourselves as feel-good funk, yeah. Where we just kind of create chill music for everyone to feel good and enjoy. It's not really heavy on either sides, but I think it's more for you to chill and groove your head along to the music and dance along with us. Yeah,
there's enough negativity out there, isn't there?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We need something to pick us up and carry us through the difficult days.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say in that space of time have been some of the group's highlights?
I think one of our major achievements so far is that we actually managed to get a second runner-up for House of Vans. So House of Vans,
right.
Is like a music competition that is around Southeast Asia. So in Singapore and in Malaysia, so they will have like bands that are competing to play for House of Vans. So I think we're pretty happy that we got second runner-up, and maybe this year we'll try again.
That's amazing. I mean, it's got to lift your spirits and know that, you know, allow you to think that you're on track. You're going in the right direction,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, every band or group have their diehard fans. They can be a little scary sometimes. I'm wondering if you have any stories of obsessed fans or moments that someone got a little out of their way to show how much they love you.
We don't really have any obsessed fans, but we have a lot of obsessed friends
who
every time we meet, they'll be playing our songs on the guitar like over and over again.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's we're happy to know that it's infectious and everybody loves it. So it's fun to know that people actually appreciate your music, you know?
Have you heard it playing somewhere that you weren't expecting it to play?
Yeah, once it played in on our local radio station, which we really did not expect that, but we're happy that even our local friends and families were happy to know. I think they are really starting to get local music on the air, and I think it's probably because the local scene in Singapore is starting to rise up, so there's a lot of local talents that are really, really good, so I think it's good that we are all supporting one another.
Well, on that subject, before we get more in depth with your own tracks, who are some of those musicians in Singapore that you guys are really loving yourselves?
Of course, Cezairi. We are really big fans of Cezairi. And
Charlie Lim
is great. We like Tabitha Nozzle as well. Bulletproof is great. A lot of good local bands.
I think there's too many.
There's too many, yeah.
I absolutely love his songs. Fire to the Floor was definitely one of my favorite tracks last year. It was really good. And it kind of sucks when a song is so good like that, just as Hands Around are for you guys, and you want more and more people to know about it. It doesn't seem like it's doing the song any justice. I don't know.
We're lucky to have Asian Pop Radio to play it on air.
we're very thankful to be able to have it. Let's talk about Hands Around. Can you tell our audience what the song's about and where the motivation came from?
So the song initially, there was a little like mysterious vibe to it. And so Juan is the main composer. So I asked him what he thought about the song, like what story goes behind. And then he said he can vision like this really seductive girl in a pub drinking like a green color drink and trying to seduce other other people. So I think that was the whole intention of the song. It was more of like getting someone to notice the girl singing, but doing it in a way that like, okay, like I really want you here now. Like, do you notice me? Yeah. That was like the main like message to the song.
Fantastic. I love that you even envisaged the color of the drink that she was holding at the bar. That's impressive. And so obviously it's got a little bit of airplay then locally. Are you happy with how it's been received?
Yeah, we are, because before the release of our EP, Hands Wrong was actually our first single that we ever released as a band, and to get our name out there. And we've been getting really good comments, and so far it's been great, and people have been really enjoying that song. That song actually is the one that our friends have always been playing.
So good. It appears that you uploaded that to YouTube February, so I'm guessing it was released around that time. But it wasn't until just last month that you released your self-titled EP. How did you guys celebrate your release? With any green drinks at the bar?
No, but we actually had on the day of our EP, we actually had a show at Ignite Music Festival. It was one of their fringe events. So on the same day that we released our EP, we had our first ever live debut show with everyone in the band. So I think that itself was quite a celebration, and there was a lot of people that came down, and it was good fun. It was good fun. Everybody was chilling and grooving the vibes, and it was great. So I guess that counts as a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's it like to be working on something, you know, over and over and over again, trying to perfect it, getting it down, putting it together, hoping that everyone likes it, then all of a sudden all that behind the scenes stuff becomes face to face with an audience? Like, I just can't get my own head around that.
Oh man, it's surreal. Yeah. But I think for the most part it's very rewarding, because I feel like all your hard work, and finally when people just love it and they enjoy it, and they kind of understand what you're trying to convey your message. So it's very rewarding, and I guess that's how the power of music is, because sometimes you really need one really good music for someone to really hit the spot, and you can connect on a very grounded basis. So
I was going to say, I think most people know within about 5 or 6 seconds if they like a song or not.
Yeah.
It's just, there's something about a song that instantly resonates with you or doesn't, and I definitely think Hands Around resonated with me in that way. Points to you guys.
Too kind. Thank you so much.
Well, you've got 5 tracks on that EP, Hands Around, Chakra Mantra, Morning Light, Happy Tune, PKV. Has there been a surprising crowd favorite, or are they all equally well received?
I think a crowd favorite is Happy Tunes. Yeah, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the slowest of all the songs, and I think it's the chillest, so maybe that's why it's more feel good to everyone.
Yeah.
You would expect from a song that is titled Happy Tune that it would be an upbeat song.
Yeah.
How hard is it to get your tracks played on the radio or even seen overseas? There's so many musicians out there flogging their own music. How do you just jump in and be a part of that and compete with them all?
Honestly, it isn't that easy. But I think what we focus on, other than the music side, is actually all our marketing materials. So we just made sure to be really active on social media and somewhat be a little bit shameless and email everybody, email, text message, and then find contacts to, hey, you know, play
our
song.
Yeah, just like send like direct messages private messages to everyone.
So there was a whole list of people who we think can influence other people. So we just send them a message on Instagram like, hey, we just released an EP.
Yeah, like, do check it out.
Yeah, but that is important, isn't it, guys?
It is.
Because you can be sitting there crafting your music and put everything you've got into it, heart and soul, and forget that you're actually speaking to people and that you need to reach out to people on a personal level, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's what we thought as well. Because I mean, emails and all are formal and official, but I think to get their attention. But I sometimes feel like it might come across as a bit like rude. But yeah. I try to keep the message as happy and fun as possible.
I don't know. I think all our friends have got something to sell, and eventually they're going to be coming back to ask us to return the favor. So milk it while you've got the chance, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this the sound you think you'll continue on with moving forward, or are there other styles the group would like to also explore?
I think for the most part it is. We're still gonna keep the chill and feel good vibe of all our songs, but we might progress into maybe a little bit different styles, a little bit of different influences, because we're all fans of a lot of music genres. genres like jazz, fusion, funk. So maybe we can explore different genres like maybe salsa, Latin.
Yeah.
So we might influence, we might infuse that in our future music. But at the end of the day, it's to keep all the music feel good, chill, and easy listening to the ear. So a broad demographic can have a good listen to it.
I'm just loving that Singapore seems to be becoming so funky and jazzy. Like, I mean, you mentioned earlier on, like, and then Charlie, Drew Chen, just, it's so cool. So guys, when times are tough, things are getting challenging, what keeps you going?
I think making music really keeps us going, because all of us were actually from the same club back in school, and we all were making music like almost every day, so we're all pretty close. And anytime there's a problem or if we really feel down, we just play music, man. And it feels good when you have an outlet to really let out all your thoughts and all the negativity out. So I guess that's a pretty big influence on music as well, to just help people feel good.
And no doubt you're changing lives with your music as well.
Thank you.
Well, we're fast approaching the end of 2017, which is really scary to say.
Is
the group happy with where you are at this point of time and where you're seemingly going towards?
I think we are. I think we are pretty contented with where we are. But of course, we want to really work harder to actually get ourselves out even more. They have more people listen to our music, play more shows, write more songs. And yeah, so I just think it's been a good year, but we want to keep doing more, and we want to give people and everybody more music and everything that we can have to offer.
Awesome. In the next 12 months, like, what would be the main thing you'd be hoping for?
Another EP.
I think that's achievable. Well, guys, thank you so much for spending time with us today. We really appreciate it, and getting a chance to get to know you a little bit more. What is the best way that we can encourage our audience to support you and your music?
I guess just play our songs, man. And there's nothing better that you can do than actually just listen to our songs and see how you guys feel about it. And hopefully you guys will enjoy it as much as we do. And maybe you can become friends.
Share those tracks with your friends now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.
Take a leap of faith and jump inside your pretty mind. You don't have to be afraid. Just take my hand, we'll let it go. So we'll go to the highest towers and waste the morning hours. Getting higher, going under, getting sober. Then maybe you could come on over. Wanna dance, dance till the morning light. Don't wanna waste the night thinking of what is right. Just wanna dance, dance till the morning light. Set it straight. Light one up and pop a cap. Maybe two or even six. Don't know about you, but I just wanna have fun. So come on now and take the plunge. So we'll go to the highest towers and waste the morning hours. Getting higher, going under, getting sober. Then maybe you could come on over.
wanna dance, dance till the morning light.